Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune into the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page. This is the Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap. Back to throw. Fires left. Caught. First down. Branch inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships. 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Pats welcome the Jacksonville Jaguars to Foxborough to kick off the preseason. Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game. Live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Patriots Pregame Social.
Very exciting times here at Gillette Stadium. Just a little more than 2 hours away from the first football game of the season, but more importantly, for Andy Hart and Paul Perillo, the maiden voyage of our newest venture here on Patriots.com Radio and the Patriots Facebook page and all you social media nuts, this is the show for you, the Patriots pregame social. Fred Kirsch calls it the largest online virtual tailgate, and that's what we're going to do for you each and every week that the Patriots play. Andy and I will be here for a pregame show, and Andy, a show for the fans, about the fans. Who better than the two biggest fans that you ever could see, Andy and Paul, to bring it to you?
I know how you describe the fans, but we'll leave that for PFW in progress. It's a different show. And you know what that means? Our reputations for being mildly negative.
I don't know where that comes from.
Somewhat cynical. Those are out the window. Except when somebody push comes to shove and we start arguing with one of our many, many callers that we hope to have. But I will tell you, Paul, we're taking all comers. We are taking homers. We're taking cynics. We want everybody that is getting ready to watch a game, whatever you feel, if it's so-and-so stinks or so-and-so, like Taylor Price, is going to be the next great thing. We want to hear about it. We want to read about it. We want to see your party. We want to see you in your Taylor Price jersey. That would be my challenge for tonight. If you own a Taylor Price jersey, send a photo. I don't have one yet, but I want to see a photo of a Taylor Price fan, because I don't know if you know, Paul, we're about 2 hours, 15 minutes or so from the start of his breakout season.
Yeah, is this one of your shameless attempts to get somebody to buy you a shirt?
No.
Like you did with Rashard
Mendenhall? No. This is, Paul, this is true passion. We want passion on this show.
That's right.
And you know that I lead the bandwagon for Taylor Price. There's talk in this town. I've heard people putting rosters together on various websites that don't include Taylor Price.
Mike Rodak.
Would be the greatest mistake of the Bill Belichick era. He will go on to catch 50 balls somewhere in this league. Yeah. It can either be out here on the field at Gillette Stadium and from Tom Brady, or it can be against the New England Patriots. But he will do it in the National Football League.
I agree, but this is going to be not just your typical pregame show, and Andy alluded to some of the things. There's a lot of different ways you can participate. You can, we want you to join us on Facebook. We want you to get on Twitter and give us some of your thoughts there. Andy talked about the photos. If you're tailgating, if you're preparing for a Patriots football game, we want to know how you're doing it. If you're in a large group of fans, we want to know what you're doing each and every week. If you're sitting by yourself, down in your man cave somewhere, you know, who knows where, we want to know what you're doing. We want you to participate. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can send us an email the old-fashioned way at webradio@patriots.com.
Wow. Email's now the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. So I'm trying to be young and hip. I told you, Andy, this is for the fans. It's for the youngins. It's not for old guys like me.
I was going to say, why are you here?
It's not for old guys like me. This is for the fans.
Twitter? Shoot us a Twitter. We don't have an official Twitter feed as of yet, but we do have a hashtag.
And we will.
And that's Patriots PGS. Patriots PGS. You can always Twitter us at PFW Paul, Jumbo Hart. That'll get it to us. The Facebook page, and I will warn people, though, if you're by yourself in your man cave, as Paul said, make sure you have pants on if you're going to send a photo. We don't want any nudity on the Facebook page. I don't think that's allowed on
Kraft
Family Entertainment.
It's not going to get through, but...
Certainly, there were some tight pants you got on.
if you're enjoying a cold one or
even
whatever,
Kevin's trying for the new pregame social.
Let us know, and certainly Kevin Collins will be an important part of the show because he's going to sift through all of that social media and give us some of the best stuff. We're going to have some polls, interactive polls that you guys can participate in, and we'll get the results of those as we get them up and running here. But we are very excited. This is our first show, and we have no direction right now because we want to kind of leave it open. We want it to be for the fans. So
it's kind of like when
structure it all.
When HP built their new facilities out in Silicon Valley, they didn't put in sidewalks. You know why?
Why?
They waited a year to see where people walked, where the grass died, where it was worn out, and then they put the sidewalks in. That's where we're going with this pregame social. We are going where the fans send us, where Facebook sends us, where Twitter sends us, where the tailgate party send us. If your tailgate party is in Chiba, Japan, with our friend Jason from PFW in Progress, or if you're in Foxborough, Massachusetts, just down the street, or even in the parking lot, and you have your smartphone out, your iPhone, you're listening to the show, give us a call, send us a photo, send us a tweet. We want you to participate. But that's enough about us, Paul. I say we move on to the big news.
What, can you, just before you do that?
I never get to go to the big
news. Just in the interest of accuracy, I want to make sure that HP story that Andy just told was from Fred Kerr. So if it's not HP or it didn't happen at all, blame him. Go ahead with the big news, Andy.
Big news from the last couple days, Paul. Big player, Logan Mankins. He had to wait a long time, but I think it was worth it. 6 years, $51 million is the contract being reported by Mike Reese, our old friend at ESPNBoston.com.
With a big boy signing bonus.
Including $20 million signing bonus, $8.5 million average annual value, makes him the highest paid interior offensive lineman, I believe, ever. Certainly now, but I believe ever. I don't think Hutchinson or any of those guys would have upped that. So therefore,
John Hanna, maybe?
I don't think Hanna got that. I don't think Sully was giving out $50 million back then. But great news, in my opinion. We've talked a lot about it leading up to this. We hoped it would get done. They had to get it done by September 20th if they wanted to do it before the season, and they got it done. He's off the franchise tag. The team will be able to lower its cap number. Mankins gets the long-term contract, and the one thing I like about it, it's a six-year deal. The end salaries last 2 years, the high salaries, quote-unquote, are $7 million. Those are not ridiculous.
Cost prohibitive.
Matt Light is playing at $7 million this year, so
if he's
he can
still
play it
playing
out.
At a high level, he could see the end of that deal.
And that's what I love about it.
And what's it, about 31 or so million, 30.5 million first three. So a terrific deal for Logan Mankins. Couldn't be happier because, obviously, and anybody who's listened to PFW in Progress ever knows the affection that Andy and I have for Logan Mankins, but also thought it was remarkable the way Robert Kraft spoke about Logan Mankins yesterday, and this is a win-win. They get cap relief in the short term, and Logan Mankins gets his security in the long term, plus a lot more money, you know, in the short term with $20 million instead of $10 million. So congratulations to him and congratulations to the team. Couldn't be happier.
Congratulations to Tom Brady and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and Danny Woodhead and the guys that will continue to have success on the football field because they have that big, mean. That's what I like, too. We're going through a little transition here. You know, obviously Copen's still around, but we could go to the Solder, Sebastian Vollmer era, maybe Marcus Cannon. And this is the guy, Logan Mankins, that not only is going to set the table on the field with his play and with his attitude and that little bit of a mean streak, but he sets it off the field, Paul. And we saw it in the walkthrough here at Gillette Stadium on Wednesday. The first team wasn't having a lot of reps at various points during the walkthrough. A lot of the younger and unproven players getting ready, getting their reps in on the field. And what did we see right below us from the press box? But Logan Mankins and Sebastian Vollmer doing extra sprints back and forth across the football field. And my guess is, Paul, he had already signed the extension. He already knew he was now a $50 million man. He had $20 million in the bank. And yet he's working as hard as anyone. And to me, that's just who he is. He's never missed a down, basically, you know, aside from last year's contract issue. Doesn't get hurt. He works as hard as anybody off the field. He's a charitable guy. And it, maybe the best thing is when I go to him post game and want to talk to him about the game, he talks to me.
And he tells you something.
So win-win.
He tells you exactly
in his own way.
He tells you what they were actually trying to do on offense instead of just kind of going in roundabout ways. But
yeah, I don't know. I just punched him in the nuts.
Under normal circumstances, I think we'd probably set up a little bit about each week and what the game and what we're hoping to talk about. But I want to get to the phones quick because
nice.
There's a reason that I want to do this. Who would be a better candidate to be the first ever caller in the pregame social history than the world's most interesting Patriots fan, James? James, you with us?
How's it going?
What's up?
I'm very flattered that you called us.
Just thought I'd feign to wish you luck. I actually feigned to tell Kevin that it's not working on the website.
I do have a post here from Barry Inseong, who is the czar of the Patriots fan clubs, and he is talking about Kevin. I don't know if you can look into this, but I guess what James is talking about too, when you check the wall, refresh the wall to see other postings, you can't do it without losing the audio feed. So it's not necessarily working like a live chat room. That might be something we need to check out here. But James, what do you?
Yeah, no, I'm not a member of Facebook, so I was trying on the Patriots website, and that doesn't seem to be working.
Okay,
either.
Well, definitely going to have to work out some bugs and. That is the preseason.
I was checking FanTab, and the confidence in Ferreira and Kevin is at about 3.
Sounds a little high to me.
Yeah.
That's higher than I got them rated.
Show good
I've just registered, and I'm now downbating on them. So,
James, what are you looking for tonight with the Jaguars game?
I don't know. It's interesting. I just don't know whether they're going to is the argument you're having the other day, whether it's too early for the starters to practice, but whether they're going to throw all the starters in. So I'm just interested to see how they're going to play it, whether they are going to throw out Brady there for three quarters or whether it's just too early to risk that because they're going to be so rusty.
Yeah, and certainly you could see both sides of it. Based on what Andy and I watched yesterday, the Patriots did have a walkthrough inside Gillette Stadium. When the first offense took the field, it was led by Brian Hoyer. So I would be surprised to see much, if any, of Tom Brady tonight. Andy, I don't know how you feel about it, but generally when you see something like that in a walkthrough, that's a telltale sign, right?
Yeah, I don't expect to see too much of kind of the big group of core stars, Brady, Welker, Branch. Even Ocho Cinco was in that, which surprised me a little bit. Mayo, Wilfork. If they play at all, I think it'll be very, very minimal. I think you're going to see a healthy dose of Taylor Price and some of the other guys trying to win jobs and roles on this team, Brian Hoyer. And I may be most excited about the second half when I think we'll get a chance to see Ryan Mallett. I am very excited to see that cannon from the press box. But if you're looking to see Brady, I'm not sure tonight's the night to watch.
No, I'm just looking to get drunk, I think. So.
Woohoo! Well, that's what it's all about on the pregame social.
And, James, you as you all know, I just drink to get drunk. So, I believe me, I envy you, my friend.
Now, are you drinking alone?
No, I'm going out, so I'm jumping in the shower. I'm going to try and listen to you guys. If not, I'll just stay on hold and listen to you through the phone call.
That's outstanding, and thanks for the information about your shower, because...
Yeah, I mean, we love to picture you naked. That's kind of...
I just thought, well, you know, I've got to give all the details, and then I'm going out to a local bar, and I'm going to drink and watch the game.
Well, that's a good plan.
So, James, you're going to have to get on Facebook.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
You're going to have to get on Facebook in the future now, James, because that's how you have to listen to us.
No, I will just phone up and stay on hold 2 hours before I begin.
He's me.
He'll call up on the telly.
He's the successful version of me.
When you get to the bar, be sure to turn a few fans on to the new pregame social. Tell them to listen.
Very good. I will indeed.
James, thanks for being our first caller here in the pregame social. Enjoy tonight, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Good luck. And hopefully we'll win. Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Go Pats!
So those of you out
there...
This
is a soft open, right?
Yeah. For those of you out there who had the under of 15 minutes when Andy Hart was going to go a little bit overboard with his love affair of Taylor Price, you win. Because we've already had, I believe, 8 references to Taylor Price in... What to watch for tonight?
Are you telling me he is not potential?
I like Taylor Price.
No, but I'm talking about tonight. Tonight, legitimately, are you telling me he doesn't straddle that line between a guy who you could see a lot of?
Go ahead.
This is not PFW in progress.
Wrong
Keep it to football.
Wrong show.
He straddles the line between a guy who should play a lot tonight and who could play a lot come regular season. There's not a lot of those guys.
Yeah, he's a guy that could play.
He's playing for a role.
Yeah, he could actually see his playing time decline as the preseason goes on if he establishes himself. Yeah, you're right. I mean,
he could also see his playing time decline if they have him back deep on too many punts. I'm mildly concerned about that area tonight.
And what does Bill talk about all the time? It's opportunity. It's about what guys do with opportunities.
When it's knocking.
You know, do you show that you're ready? Do you, you know, show that you're worthy of a bigger role or a more prominent role? We'll find out. Based on what we've seen in training camp, Taylor Price is ready.
Ready, willing, and able, because Vrabel's now at Ohio State.
Andy's already predicting the cover for this game will be The Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
That was
it? I can't say that.
Good. Well, because it is a new show. And I want everybody to bear with us if you're having some problems in terms of the links and whatnot. It will be taken care of. We are working. And this is why we wanted to make sure we did this during the preseason as well as the regular season.
Now, if they're having problems with the link, wouldn't they not be able to hear you say, bear with us if you're having problems with the link?
Well, no, I think people can hear us. I just think that they're having a hard time sticking with us online. When they're clicking on the link and they're trying to look at comments and whatnot, it's dropping. So certainly people are writing in and people are calling in. So that's an indication that people are hearing us.
Try not to focus the venom at Paul and myself if it's a technical issue, because we're about as useless technically as you can be. Hopefully, guys like Kevin and Chris Ferreira and Fred Kirsch and all the men and women behind the scenes will be capably fixing all these things.
The phones are working.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. The phone calls are coming in and the emails are coming in. So some people somehow are figuring out how to listen to us. And I think, obviously, when you open a preseason, Andy, I think the number one question in everybody's mind that you would look for heading into the game is, what exactly are you hoping to see? You know, what is there an individual player, the young guys, pass rush, 4-3 defense, you know, for you, Taylor Price?
That's why I started laughing.
You know,
I think I've been over that, Paul, about five times already.
What exactly are you hoping to see tonight? And I'm curious, you know, what the fans, as they're, you know, they're doing their grilling out there. And by the way, is there better weather to do tailgating in than,
tremendous.
Than the way it is right
in
now?
In my long walk over from Bass Pro Shops, there's a nice little breeze, nice sunshine, beautiful day for a football game. But, Paul, you mentioned what you want to see beyond Taylor Price. I'll tell you what I want to see, just the defense. What they do, I don't even care who it is.
Do they attack?
Do they attack? How do they line up? Because Mayo's not going to be used. Wilfork's not going to be used. Haynesworth hasn't practiced. So we're not going to see the actual key players.
Listen,
but we
when
could
you get
a taste.
Kyle Love and Cade Weston together in the middle of that defense.
All joking aside,
those two guys have been impressive in camp.
And the guy right behind him has been taking advantage of them being impressive by, as I wrote on the blog the other day, pretty much hitting anything that moves between the A-gaps. And Dane Fletcher has had a firecracker in his butt throughout training camp. So if you're tailgating out in Montana, Wyoming, the big sky country where Dane is big, feel free to send us an email, because Dane blowing stuff up and we'll talk about it.
Well, Patty is down the Cape and she's listening on the Ace Ticket Hotline and she phoned in. So we're going to go to her right now. Patty, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
I'm so glad it's football season.
Now that's
join the club.
That's the kind of enthusiasm we're looking for in the pregame social.
Wait, I am so excited. First of all, my first question is, has Ocho Cinco found a home yet?
As far as I know, he hasn't.
You and, offering yourself
here.
Up?
Oh.
Yeah, now, well, you're down the Cape, so you might not be close enough to the stadium for him, but
I can drive real fast.
you know.
Do you have water fuse? Where are you on the Cape? Any?
Yeah.
Well, I'm way down. I'm down by Wellfleet.
Oh, geez. So he's got to watch out for sharks?
Yeah.
I don't know if he likes sharks, although he did ride a bull, so he might swim with sharks.
Okay, that's not bad. I'll get him there. But my question is that I'm looking forward to what I want to see is the cornerbacks and safeties. That's my big thing, because I know Devin McCourty did such a great job this year. I don't know if Belichick will put him in the first game. I don't think so, but I'd like to know what else we have out there for cornerbacks and safeties. I want to see how they do.
That's a great area to watch out, because I think you're right. The top position, McCourty is your number one corner, Bodden's your number two. But after that, there's some questions.
Yeah.
Who's going to play in the slot? Who's going to be coming off the bench? Who's the fourth, fifth, sixth guy, if you have that many? And I think you'll see some of that tonight. You'll see Will Hite out there. You'll see, this could be a make or break year for Jonathan Will Hite.
Yeah.
He could either be in the slot as the third corner, or he could be off the team come the end of training camp. Same thing for Darius Butler. I think he's fighting for his career here in New England potentially.
Yeah.
So that's a great area to watch. The one problem is, I expect the defense to maybe feel good a little about themselves tonight because I don't expect a lot from Blaine Gabbert, the rookie quarterback for the Jags, who is probably going to start and play some significant minutes and, you know, obviously didn't have a lot of offseason to learn the offense down there.
He is going to start. I am anxious to see him play because, you know, we touched on Ryan Mallett a little bit in the impressive physical skills. Well, here's a guy that was taken 10th overall, big, strong guy. The reports down in Jacksonville say he's played very well in training camp, but I would tend to side with you, Andy, in that lack of knowledge of the playbook and just the cram session that has been the last 2 weeks for him. I think you'd have to temper some enthusiasm, but that is one thing that I'm anxious to see from an opponent's perspective and how the Patriots sort of stack up against that. Patty, are you going to the game?
No, but you know what I'd like to see, though, because I'm not a big fan of Del Rios. I think they should have got
join the club.
Yeah.
And I just want to see how he coaches, because I just think this is a make-or-break-it year, and I think it should have been broken last year. So
we agree. We don't understand how he's been around for so long.
I don't get it at all. I don't get him at all, not at all. So I'm interested in to see how he, you know, how the game goes with him and who he puts in, what he does. And I mean, obviously, you can't tell too much with the first game. I understand that,
right.
Basically, the whole preseason. I mean, didn't the Patriots win the last Super Bowl that they won? Didn't they lose every preseason game, I think it was, back in 2000?
One of them, they had a really bad preseason.
Yeah, they may have gone 1-3 in the preseason in one of those years.
I mean, that,
but yeah, you're right. It does. Wins and losses don't really mean much at this time of year, no doubt about it.
No, not at all. Not in the preseason, but I'll definitely watch and we'll be there. But I will definitely watch anything
for
my Patriots.
Yeah,
all right, Patty. Well, you enjoy the game tonight and have a lot of fun. Thanks for the call,
and keep listening because we're going to have Vito Stellino from some Jacksonville newspaper,
the Florida Times Union,
on later in the show.
He'll join us around the 6 o'clock.
I certainly plan on asking him how Jack Del Rio has remained in Jacksonville for 9 years.
Yeah, that's on the list of questions tonight. And
I may
also
not say it so nicely as that either.
We're going to be getting a lot of comments from you in a variety of ways, and one of them is on the Facebook page. And right now, Kevin has a couple of those comments.
I just got a great comment I wanted to share with you guys. It says, I'm back from Japan after doing 4 years on the USS George Washington. I can't wait to watch the games at a normal time instead of getting up at 2 a.m. to watch a 1 p.m. game. I'm waiting for my furniture here at the Naval Air Station in Patuxent River, Maryland. So the first thing that I got was the internet. Can't wait to hear the game since I haven't gotten my TV yet. Congrats on the first show. Keep them coming later and go Pats. Big Jim from the U.S. Navy.
So Big Jim sitting on the floor listening to us on the pregame social. That's dedication, Paul.
Jim, as they say, thank you for your service, and thank you, just as importantly, for listening.
And hopefully your furniture arrives soon.
Yeah.
Be a little more comfortable by the time the regular season rolls around.
We don't want you sitting on the floor for too long. But, Vito Stellino is a longtime beat writer for the Jacksonville Jaguars and NFL follower. And I am curious just to see what he thinks of Gabbert and how he reacts to you badgering him about Jack Del Rio.
I mean, the guy's got to have pictures or something.
Interesting that, you know, speaking of having pictures and whatnot, interesting comments that he made this week about preparing in practice for having the communication system go down during his workouts because, quote, he said, those things tend to happen in Foxborough.
What'd you think of that?
I mean, that's still going on, really?
Yeah,
at some point,
move on.
Don't you just have to let that go?
Yeah, let's move on.
You know, it's not like Jackson. I mean, listen, if you're Pittsburgh or Indianapolis, and you had a really, really good team, and you felt like the games were close, and you were an eyelash away, maybe you could sit there and say, well, you know, their chicanery might have had something to do with my not winning a Super Bowl. Really? Jack Del Rio?
If I were him, I'd keep his mouth shut and just thank the Lord every morning I wake up that I'm still making a lot of money as a head coach in the National Football League because
that wild card game
they
came here in 2005, they may as well not even have gotten off the bus. They just mailed it in. Well, a playoff game. They didn't even give an effort. Now, in 07, the undefeated team, I'll give that team some credit. They came in here, they stuck their nose in, and they played hard that night. But please, Jacksonville.
Supposed to play hard. You know, we don't give out medals for playing hard, Paul.
But I just, you know, that was That was just poor to me.
And I didn't really understand it. What's the point of it? Why do you bring it up? Even if you're doing it, even if you believe it, if you believe it and you're doing something in practice, what's the point? What do you gain from bringing it up? What is the end
game? All you're doing is putting some seed of doubt in your player's mind, like, oh, I got to go there and I have to worry about things that are not in my control.
Especially for Blaine Gabbert.
You know, things that are off the field that are not under my
making
control.
Making his pro debut and you're planting a seed of doubt. So I didn't care for it.
Well,
no need.
I'm very excited about the phone lines, Andy, because they continue to burn up. Dan in New York is next up on the Patriots pregame social.
Did Andy just say firecracker in his butt a few minutes ago?
Oh, yeah, that's one of his common phrases.
All right. And
he writes it a lot, too.
Whoa. Who's this?
As far as these technical issues you guys have been having, there's one common thread throughout all these years, and it's that clown Chris Ferreira.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you got to hire.
You sound like you speak from experience.
That kid that used to work for you, 2G, he's got to come back and straighten this all out.
Oh, so the soda business not working out so well, huh?
What's that now? Is the soda business not working as well?
It's working great.
Oh, man. It is. Oh, okay.
Then why are you begging to come back? How are you doing? Are you listening?
I just put it on. Yeah, I didn't realize you guys were doing this live pregame show now, but it's pretty cool.
It's all the rage. It is phenomenal. How are you listening? You listening on a app or what?
No, I was just on my laptop listening.
And is it working?
It seemed to be, but the first time I went on, I had to go to like a different URL because the original URL I went on wasn't working. So
Oh. You're
definitely having some issues, and it's definitely Chris Ferreira.
This is a soft opening. It's why we're doing it in the preseason. Right. By Monday night, Miami Dolphins, we will be literally ready for sort of prime time since it's an early game.
$20, you'll be saying that in 3 years, Andy.
I don't think so. I don't like the tone in your voice.
I kind of do.
Are you following the team, young Mr. Two-Gender?
I'm trying to. It's kind of hard right here in the middle of Giants and Jets country. But
well, Patriots.com, PFW in progress.
How quickly they forget who you
at Jumbo Hart on Twitter. That's me. I'm Jumbo.
At PFW Paul.
It's difficult. I'm more enjoying all the fans up here, the Jets and the Giants fans, you know, kind of TO'd and PO'd about everything that's going on with their team. So
wait a minute. So you're tweaking the fans, one group of which wiped you off the playoff field last year, and the other group of which did certain things
mind.
In a certain game.
Never mind. We don't talk about that game on this show.
Yeah, I see how you got the upper hand.
I'm not arguing with them. I'm just listening to them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, make sure everybody that you know that's a Patriots fan is listening from now on to the Patriots pregame social.
Will do. I do have a question for you guys, though. Like I said, I haven't been
quickly. T2G, we got to move along.
We've given you more time than you really deserve.
All right. Most productive free agent pickup this season.
Most productive free agent pickup this season. I am going to go with Andre Carter.
That was my pick, so I'll go Sean Ellis then.
Andre Carter is going to knock on the door of double-digit sacks. He's a guy that's had 3 double-digit sack seasons in the NFL. And more important than that, he looks like an Under Armour model and is absolutely jacked out of his mind.
And as we all know, Andy is into that sort of thing. So,
yep.
2G.
Beaver Stadium.
Thanks for giving us a call. Much
Be
appreciated,
well,
my friend.
Got Eric and Freddy for me.
And don't let
Will
that
do.
Don't let that soda world get you down, my friend.
By the way, Andy, you're going to be pumped up on our poll on the Facebook page.
What
young Patriots player are you most excited to see? And Taylor Price is blowing away the competition.
As he should.
Well over 50% of the
people. Because who are the other candidates? Read us the candidates on the poll on Facebook now if you want to vote. Yeah, on Facebook now if you want to vote.
Nate Solder, Ryan Mallett, Taylor Price, and Stephen Ridley.
Okay, so you know what? I was going to say he legitimately has the best chance to actually contribute to the team's winning and losing games this year. But Solder's in the running, depending on Matt Leit's health.
Sure.
And I believe Stephen Ridley could be in the running, just depending on how the committee shakes out in the backfield. So that's actually a good poll. Well done by you guys behind the glass.
See?
I assume that's Matt.
It's not all criticism.
The intern, not Kevin.
It's not all criticism.
We're rolling now, Paul. We got calls. We got Twitters. We got Facebooks.
All right, we
is
do
that
have
what you
calls.
Call it? Facebooks?
Yeah, we got likes.
Facebooks?
We got likes. I think that's the lingo.
Boy, are they going to like us on Facebook?
That's the likes for the youngins.
I've always wanted to be liked. It doesn't happen very often.
Is that what you college kids are doing nowadays? I'm going to go to Brian in Milford before we get ready to take our first ever break. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Football is back.
Thank God.
I know. That last
No more lockout talk.
Sour taste in my mouth.
Yes, we can move on. We can get back to winning. I mean, the Jags are going to come in here and lay down, hopefully.
I couldn't see it any, but anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. The offense is not really what I'm worried about because Brady always does his thing.
I agree.
Know? And he's going to find whoever open. The only thing, like some, like you guys were saying before, the defense is something that, you know, definitely has been having me a little worried. Ever since that Richard Seymour move, that's Belichick's been scaring me a little bit.
But even more than that, you know, last year we knew pass rush was going to be an issue. We were scared. We didn't know where it was going to come from. We soon learned it wasn't going to come from anywhere, and they were just going to have to get by. But now, I don't even know what the issue is, because I don't even know what they're going to do up front on defense. Are they going to be a 4-3 penetrating team?
That's the thing. It's like, how is Belichick going to switch to a 4-3 after doing the 3-4 for so long? And it's just like, I love the moves that he's making and the people that he's bringing in. I think it's great. You know, I like that he's going to try to do something different, you know, because I really want to put Rex Ryan's face in the dirt, you know what I mean? And I love the fact that Sean Ellis is coming over to us where he knows is a better team.
Yeah, there's no question. And I think they're going to be better defensively, because I think bottom line, regardless of what they do, they have more talent.
And
some of these guys
talking about Rozai Dowling.
Well, he hasn't done anything
because he hasn't dressed
stellar.
Yet.
Yeah, when he's healthy, he can't get on the. He had injury issues in college, and now he's starting his NFL
well, what about
career.
That linebacker from Iowa, special teams.
Tarpinian?
Jeff Tarpinian. Yeah, he's
fine.
He's been showing up a little bit. Andy and I are a little bit more partial to Aaron Laverius.
Yeah,
another undrafted rookie out of Idaho, I believe.
Yes.
He's been an edge player. He was a defensive end lately, the last couple of practices, a little bit more outside linebacker standing up. But he's the guy that's caught our eye. Listen, we know there's going to be one or two undrafted guys that stick around and make the team. Those are a couple that have stuck out to us so far.
I think after, like, Tully Bantkane's gone, yeah, okay, he wasn't that great. But, I mean, he still did his thing. And, you know, Jermaine Cunningham, I'm not a fan.
But Kevin Carter, I mean, Andre Carter, damn it.
Andre Carter, come on, man.
Andre Carter is a rich man's Tully Bantekane.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a better
player.
He was a higher pick. He's made
pick
more money.
Draft.
He's a guy that's had
experience, which is awesome to bring to the team. We always love those people who can bring experience.
But he's also had 11, 12 sack seasons in the league.
Yeah,
that's more than Tully's
one. Double-digit
sack
seasons.
We don't really
seasons.
Have anybody on the linebackers like that, you know?
No,
I mean,
they don't have anybody,
Mayo,
period, like
them,
that.
But.
Yeah, they don't. Well, Mayo, I'm intrigued by. You bring him up. I think in this defense, if they are going to be attacking, if they are going to be 4-3, I think there's a chance he could be a presence on the edge there.
I think he's going to do.
Tremendous.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
I do, too. Now, the one concern I have, and I've talked a little bit about this, is he's going to have to cover more receivers. He's going to have to cover tight ends one-on-one, backs out of the backfields one-on-one. I hope he can run with them.
Yeah, well, come on. I mean, you've seen what he's done. He's done. I mean, his progression is just he hasn't even hit his, you know, I feel that he hasn't even hit his cap yet. I feel like he's not even.
I agree, but
where he's going
to
be.
There's a big difference between playing the pass as an inside linebacker where they're just asking you to drop 12 or 15 yards deep and running with Dustin Keller, running with a guy like Aaron Hernandez, running with those types of slot tight ends.
Well, maybe the Jets will trade Dustin Keller before the season starts.
That's the kind of positive attitude we're looking for.
Dude, I'm loving this.
All right. Well, we're going to be here each and every week before every game, Andy and I, so you're going to get a chance to take those sarcastic shots at Rex Ryan all year long, and we're going to welcome them all year long.
So
sounds good, guys.
Stay tuned. Enjoy
thanks
the
for
game.
Checking in, Brian. I just want to go, before we take a break here, I want to encourage the fans, because we talked about at the beginning of the show how this is all about the fans and all about the social media. I want pictures. I want to see your tailgates. I want to see your pregame parties. I want to see how you're preparing to watch the Patriots and what you do. Let me know what you and your group does every week. Send some pictures if they're good and quote-unquote clean. We can post them up on that Facebook page.
Well, if they're good, they won't be clean.
We'll have Kevin,
my little
Kevin and Matt.
And buttons slow you down. With open fly jeans, it's always out and camera ready.
So Kevin and Matt will get those posted as soon as we possibly can. And we have a couple of phone lines open. Keep the calls coming in at the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We'll be right back.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson here to tell you about the second annual Mo Si Tutupu Comedy Benefit. The Mo Si Tutupu Comedy Benefit is back and better than ever. Tuesday evening, August 23rd, will feature special appearances by Hall of Famers John Hanna, Andre Tippett, Gino Cappelletti, as well as current and former professional athletes and local celebrities at Gillette Stadium. The evening will feature comedy performances by headliners Lenny Clark, Paul D'Angelo, Paul Narduzzi, Steve Sweeney, and more. With live auctions, silent auctions, and nonstop laughter, this event is a fun evening you won't want to miss. All proceeds will benefit the Mo Si Tutupu Memorial Scholarship Foundation, which provides college scholarships to young athletes with learning differences, exemplifying the outstanding qualities that characterize our dear friend Mo Si Tutupu. Last year's event sold out quickly, so be sure to purchase your tickets today. Visit the Patriots.com website for more details and to purchase your tickets. I look forward to seeing you at the second annual Mo Si Tutupu Comedy Benefit.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from VCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Get inside the Patriots pregame social with Paul Barillo and Andy Hart. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Back on the Patriots pregame social, Andy Hart is going to be, he spent the break taking a look at the Twitter page. And Andy, do you have any specific tweets that you'd like to shout out for?
I do. I love
favorite
tweets.
Fans.
I'm a big fan of tweets.
Yes.
I got a couple here. First one is from Keith_IE83. Am I supposed to give that out? How does that work? He wants to know, who gets the start at receiver tonight? And who do you think will have a breakout night?
Right.
Paul, why don't you handle this one?
Besides Taylor Price.
Okay, well, my other guy. Not my other guy. I don't know why I call him my other guy. But faster, quicker, Julian Edelman. I look for him to have a big night.
Well, the fact that you brought up Edelman's interesting. That's going to sort of dovetail nicely into
I got another tweet to read.
Well, let me read an email here from John in L.A.
I'm so confused. Tweets, emails.
Who's, by the way, officially back in L.A., and he's wondering if you think it's plausible that Brandon Spike's injuries may be attributable to whatever that weird Twitter thing was in the offseason.
Yes.
And we wholeheartedly say yes, although we have nothing to confirm that. He also recently heard speculation from Gresham Zoe, and he says, a terrible source, I grant you that. About Julian Edelman as being someone worthy of possibly being on the chopping block and a guy for whom tonight's game could be big. Given his special teams versatility, his relative youth, and his ability to fill in for Welker or take over for him someday when West moves on, that's ridiculous, right? It seems to me that Brandon Tate should be very worried, but that Edelman is fairly safe. Andy, your thoughts on Edelman?
I think Julian Edelman is very, 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 very safe. He is the primary punt returner on this team. He is a developing slot man. And one thing I think people have to keep in mind is Bill Belichick always talks about balancing the short and long term. Two guys whose contracts are up after this season are named Wes Welker and Deion Branch. So there is, I would say, a pretty good chance, Paul, or maybe even a very good chance, one of those guys will not be in New England in 2012. I don't know whether it's Welker. I don't know whether it's Branch. If Welker prices himself out of the team, whatever. I don't see both those guys being here a year from now. Julian Edelman is in that mold, and he's already proven to me, that he's a borderline special punt returner. I think he has the ability not only to make big plays, but I think he's developing into a good decision maker and a pretty sure-handed guy back there. That is special to me. That is something that is not easy to find. Kick returners, this team has had a dime a dozen. No disrespect to the guys. They were all good at it. But when they needed a kick returner, they went from Bethel Johnson to Lawrence Maroney to Ellis Hobbs to Brandon Tate. All of them finished in the top 2, 3, 4 in the league.
They've been effective in that
so,
department.
So, to me, maybe I'm underrating the role because they found them so easily, but to me, punt returner is harder to find, and Edelman is that guy. So, for that reason alone, for me, Tate is more on the chopping block. And the other thing is, Tate's never done a darn thing as a receiver. Edelman has shown you he can be a suitable fill-in. Maybe not great, but
plus
suitable.
I think he's Wes Welker insurance, too.
Right.
And John makes a good point about that. If you can't get it, I mean, don't forget, Welker will be a free agent after the end of this year if he doesn't sign any sort of extension. Of course not. That's big time.
I resign.
Playing the role of Fred Kirsch.
That's big time leverage for the Patriots.
Blah, blah, blah,
I think they need that. But I want to go quickly to Doug in Oregon, who's been hanging on for quite a while. Doug, thanks for joining us. Oh, he's been waiting on
Dougie.
So long.
Maybe he's asleep.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Dougie, not so fresh.
Doug, you there?
Doug.
All right.
We tried.
The first ever dropped call. And Patriots.
Well, you made the guy
history.
Wait 40 minutes.
I did. He did wait for quite some time. But, you know, we talked about all the different ways you can join our show. And obviously, you've been listening to the phone calls. Andy's been reading some tweets. We've had some emails. Kevin is talking about the interactive poll that we have going on the Facebook page. But we also want to talk about something else, and that's called FanTab. And we use this to determine how much confidence Patriots fans have going into the games. And you can get there by rating the team at fantab.com/Patriots. And this check on the Patriots fan sentiment is brought to you by FanTab. Kevin tells me to make sure I read this. I look up, he's on the phone. Unfortunate timing, because I wanted to go and see if there were any specific comments.
Well, I got
there.
It. I can look at FanTab right now.
Well, why don't you look at that, and I'll sort of explain. Do you have it up right now?
Oh, it's up.
Okay. Well, I want to find out if people are already participating in this. Even though it's the preseason, I think this is more of a regular season thing.
Yes.
But what is the tenor of what the Patriots fans' confidence level is right now?
Well, I will tell you, Patriots fans, and there are many of them. There are somewhere between 8 or 9 times as many Patriots fans registered as there are any other team in the division, and we are atop the division with a average rating of 85. This is on a scale of 1 to 100. So if you are 100% confident, you would give it 100, obviously. And in the last 24 hours, Paul, this is interesting, -1. It's fallen a percentage point in the last 24 hours for some reason, whereas the Miami Dolphins have catapulted themselves to 78, passing the Bills with a +7 change in the last 24 hours. So it's very interesting to keep an eye on. I think it'll be interesting to really monitor during the season, pregame, postgame, injuries, injury news. You know, Deion Branch is inactive some game. How does that change your feeling? But we want to emphasize this isn't about passion. We know if you sign up for this, you're a passionate, involved fan. They want to know confidence. What is your confidence? So sign up, and I will also make sure people know. When you sign up, you can use Twitter and Facebook if you're already logged in on those, so you don't have to do a ton to get right into this. You can only log on for one team, so everybody listening to this show would obviously log in and pick your favorite football team, the
New
England Patriots.
Confidence. It's all about confidence and what you have, what kind of passion and confidence you have in your team. And as Andy said, you can do it a number of ways. You can use your Facebook or Twitter account to register to create a FanTab account, but you want to do that at fantab.com/Patriots, and you want to get on that index. Check out other teams. You want to heckle the Jets.
There's a whole community and
this is
and
the
chats.
Place to do it. So it's all, like I said, it's all about your confidence and show what you know. Show what you know about the Patriots. And I think
eating a bunch of f***ing cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I could use a snack.
I got a trivia question for you. Do you know the team with the highest fan approval rating right now in the National Football League, according to fantab.com?
What is?
What team?
Has the highest?
You're really going to need to listen to me if we're going to have a two-man show here.
I asked, what team?
I said, you want to play a trivia game? That means you guess.
Okay, but I wanted to know the answer. I don't know.
You really have a...
Pittsburgh Steelers.
The best way of sucking the fun out of a game.
Green Bay.
You want to play, Kevin, since you apparently listen.
I know Green Bay is going to be the answer one of these weeks.
I have a great Facebook comment from our...
Well, can I answer the game for... You two are the worst people.
This is better.
He thinks that all we're doing is hanging on every word that he says.
This is better.
I know what
answer.
You say. I live with you every day.
Our good friend John in South Carolina,
yes,
emails PFW in progress all the time, wants to talk about his friend, the other New Englander in South Carolina, how he's preparing for this game and how he's quote-unquote partying. Says, guys, my friend, the other New Englander located in South Carolina, is having his pregame party in the hospital passing a kidney stone.
Oh.
So we send our condolences to whoever that may be.
That hurts.
That is, that's a painful, painful thing. I don't joke about those. My father's been through that several times. That's painful. So what is the answer? I went with Green Bay was my guess.
Detroit Lions.
Really?
95. 10 points higher than your New England Patriots. The Jags, by the way, if you're looking for the matchup tonight, Jags fans are 50-50. They're right at the 50 mark.
Wow. That, you know what? That says everything that I ever thought about the Jacksonville Jaguars, that their fans are 50-50. They don't care about that team. They're going to move.
And especially after you draft your supposedly franchise quarterback in Blaine Gabbert, looking to make his first NFL start tonight.
Yeah, push and all that.
Yeah, we're going to touch base with Vito Stellino shortly, too, and I want to get to that. And
oh, I'll get to him.
I want to actually ask him about that, the long-term viability of the Jacksonville Jaguars in northern Florida, because I don't see it. I don't see it lasting. I don't see it happening.
Plus, they didn't get Tebow. They would have been fine had they gotten Tim Tebow.
See, I'm going to hit a quick email here, Andy, and this is from Nick. He says he's really glad we're doing the pregame social. Feels like it will be great. It's also going to be made into a podcast that we can download after the show.
Of course.
He read like Ron Burgundy. I'm watching this game purely to see Taylor Price play. And no, he didn't read that because of Andy. I'm hoping we are all right and see some great things from him. How long do you think we will see him in tonight's game, and who are you expecting to see the most of? Andy, you want to tackle that? How long do you expect to see Taylor Price
tonight? I think you'll see him for a while. A couple quarters, which would be a half. I think he's a guy that, I mean, he redshirted last year. He needs game reps, and he's not to the point where you're worried about him getting hurt. So I think he's the prototypical get him some reps. The only concern I have is he going to be with a quarterback who can get him the football? Can Brian Hoyer get the ball to him down the field? Or if he plays with Mallett, we know he can get him the ball down the field, but will he get him accurate balls on the intermediate routes? That's my concern.
I think you're right about that, and I think you're probably right about your prediction of a half. I think that he gets
I went
some
with two
run.
Quarters.
Yeah, I know you did, but I think he gets some run tonight. And as you mentioned earlier in the show, he's one of those guys that could actually play a lot, and if he plays really well, could actually cement himself a role
right
moving forward.
Like where Buddy Farnham may play a lot because he's going to play defense
this guy's
as well as
play
offense.
Three quarters tonight that you're never going to see
right
again.
But Taylor Price could cement his role on this football team.
We're going to go to one of our longtime listeners on PFW in Progress right now, Lucky, who's in Springfield.
No, he's not.
I think he's actually at the game because he thinks that we have nothing better to do than go and socialize with him and have a few beers. Lucky,
we
how
are
you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We're virtually hanging out with you.
Yeah, virtually.
Okay.
It's all good, though.
I like to keep my distance.
I'm sure.
What's up? You got some fans out there with you? Who you coming to the game with?
I brought a couple of the kids that I coached before to the game.
How old are they? They jacked up for the game?
Yeah, this is their first game actually ever. So
nice.
They're psyched about it. They're all here ready to go.
Tell them to keep an eye on number 17 at wide receiver.
That's who I came to watch.
That's right. You're
just
damn Skippy.
Price.
The Price is Right. He's going to put on a show and hopefully not make me look bad.
Yeah, he's the guy that's really stood out to us on offense throughout camp, Lucky. So I'm hoping for big things from Taylor Price.
Yeah, so am I. I'm open for him and Edelman, but I want Price to have a standout year this year.
I just want him to have a big game tonight, hoping that can kind of catapult him and you know, bring even, I know he has confidence. I talked to him last week, but, you know, get something snowballing, some positive momentum for him moving forward.
definitely, definitely. Hey, I'm a little pissed. I went to the pro shop. I was set. I had my heart set on getting a McCourty jersey, 3XL. You know, I'm 6'4". I can't really have the smaller jerseys, and they didn't have any.
They didn't have any 3XL. I'm sure they had McCourty jerseys. They didn't have any 3XL.
Yeah, McCourty's. They just don't have 3XL. Okay. I guess I got to order it online.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that for you, Lucky. Check in with us during the week. I'll hit my sources up in the pro shop about that.
Or go on a diet.
All right, it's time now to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and welcome in Vito Stellino, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat writer from the Florida Times Union. Who, Vito, you with us?
I'm here.
How you doing, Vito?
Just fine.
It's Paul Perillo and in
the stadium. I'm parked about 5 miles away in a media shuttle. You know?
Yeah, he joined the club.
media parking where you can walk to the.
We had to do that, and we're actual employees of the organization. We had quite a walk today, so we can feel your pain. But just curious, Vito.
Hey.
It's Paul Perillo and Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly on the pregame social here. Curious your thoughts on the young rookie quarterback that Jacksonville apparently is going to start tonight, and Blaine Gabbert. How's he looked?
Well, he's a rookie. He's been here 2 weeks. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of talent, throws the ball, runs the ball, you know, but been here 2 weeks, no off season, you know, but, he was 12 or 27 in the scrimmage. I mean, it takes time, you know, so if he struggles, it doesn't mean anything tonight.
If you were to assess him, as you said, over these 2 weeks, what is his greatest strength right now and what's his greatest weakness?
His strength is he's got the talent. His weakness is he doesn't have the experience, and he's switching from a spread offense to a pro offense.
And what does he have to work with at wide receiver? Obviously, they've had a few changes there. How does that
work with what?
Wide receiver.
Got Mike Thomas and Jason Hill, the starters. Cecil Short, a rookie, is very good, but he's hurt tonight. So Jarrett Dillard will play. And they also throw a lot to the tight ends in the backs. They don't have a star wide receiver, but their big thing is they have numbers, and they think they'll have a diversified attack, you know, with the tight ends and the backs catching a lot of passes too.
Now, how much of those guys do you expect to see tonight? I mean, obviously Gabbert, you know, needs the experience, as you said, but, you know, the Mike Thomases, the Maurice Jones-Drews, Mercedes Lewis, how much can we expect to see those guys, if at all?
No, Mercedes Lewis won't play. He just signed his contract a couple of years ago, so he's going to sit out.
Okay. How about the other frontline guys?
Well, what guys did you mention?
Jones-Drew or Mike Thomas?
Oh, no. Mike Thomas will play. Jones-Drew hasn't practiced. Aaron Kempman hasn't practiced. They'll be missing about six starters. Gary Cox is out. Kempman, Jones-Drew, Garrard. And I think there's a couple others, but Terrence Knighton is overweight, so he's not playing. So they have Evan Britton's out. He's got some kind of injury, so they have about half a dozen starters who are hurt or overweight, one or the other.
Vito, Jack Del Rio, I saw, had some interesting comments, I think last week, about preparing to play here and preparing to be without the communication devices and those things. And because those tend to, quote, go out here at Foxborough, you tend to have a problem with those. What was your take on that? Why would he say something like that? You know, what was he hoping to gain by making a comment like that?
Because every time the Jaguars come here, the sets go out, especially in playoff games.
That's a simple enough
before.
Simple
he's not
enough
just
answer.
Making it up, you know?
But what did he hope to gain by, I guess, kind of bringing
just
skeletons?
Pointing it out the way Belichick runs his operation, you know? People don't like Bill Belichick. You might not know that.
Oh, no. We're well aware of it.
We're well aware of it.
We're just wondering if that's a smart thing to do.
He's just kneeling them, you know?
Do you think that's a smart approach?
I mean, it's a brand-new stadium. The headsets go out. Or not brand new, but a brand-new stadium. The headsets go out, you know?
Do you think that's a smart approach, though, to try to be needling, quote-unquote, Bill Belichick?
What's that?
Do you think it's a smart approach for Del Rio to be needling Belichick?
Yes, no, but why not? No.
Okay, let me ask you another question on the Del Rio front.
Are you have a problem with him kneeling Belichick? I mean, what?
I thought it was a useless thing to say. I didn't get the point of it.
It's not a regular season game, obviously, but generally that is a recipe to get beaten by about 40 points. when you sort of poke the bear.
It's a preseason game. Does Belichick take the preseason seriously? The only preseason game the Jaguars ever played here, they won 31-0 because Belichick didn't play anybody. So.
Yeah, they don't take the preseason all that seriously.
Unfortunately for you guys, they take it seriously in the postseason when they send you packing, and that's just kind of my point, is Belichick has, you know, he has a history that if you needle him, he remembers it, and he makes you pay for it later. And I guess my bigger point is...
Hey, wait till he doesn't have Tom Brady. We'll see how much he makes people pay, right?
Sure.
13 without Tom Brady, right?
Well, he had a pretty good season with Matt Castle.
They went 11-5 in 2008 without Tom Brady.
In Jacksonville, they throw a parade for that.
They didn't make the playoffs, but they went 11-5.
Okay, they didn't make the playoffs. I rest my case.
Okay.
This franchise is not built on Bill Belichick. It's built on Tom Brady.
Well, that's certainly an argument that many a Patriots fan has made.
You could make an argument
for
that.
No question.
Sure. And that's, I think, here in Boston, that's one of the ultimate barroom debates, Vito. I would agree with you on that. Before we let you go, I want to ask you less about tonight, but more big picture. What do you expect from the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2011? What kind of team is this? And is it a contender, a playoff contender, or can they dethrone the Indianapolis Colts there in the AFC South? What do you expect out of the Jags?
It all depends on Peyton Manning's injury. They could beat him if Manning is out, but if Manning plays, then the Colts should win again. And the Jaguars have a problem with pass defense, and they play virtually every good quarterback in the league. Except Brady and Rodgers. I mean, they played Roethlisberger, Rivers, Freeman, Matt Ryan, Sanchez, Manning twice, Machado twice. They're probably looking at another 8-8 season.
Okay, my final question for you is a simple one. Is this a make-or-break season for Jack Del Rio? And quite frankly, how has he stayed around so long in Jacksonville? I think this is his ninth season. It just seems strange to me.
Because the owner gave a $21 million extension after the one playoff win in 2007. That's why he's still here. But no, he'll be fired on January 2nd. That'll be his January 1st, his last game.
Wow, regardless of what they do this year almost?
Well, another eight and eight season will get him fired.
Playoffs, he stays, but I don't expect him to make the playoffs.
Well, Vito, I appreciate you taking the time out. Enjoy the game tonight, and I hope the trip over isn't too long for you, but we will touch base in a little while upstairs. Thanks for taking the time.
Okay, very good.
Thanks, Vito.
That's Vito Stellino with the Florida Times Union, who evidently...
You sure it was Vito or not Joey Porter?
evidently...
Holy crap, you think the guy lost a Super Bowl because of the Patriots.
No love lost between Vito and the New England Patriots, and specifically Bill Belichick.
Because they go out when they go up there! Because they go out when they go up there!
That was his answer.
I'm
going to go out on a limb right now and say that's going to be our best out-of-town guest that we're going to have all season.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
In terms of hostility.
Ridiculousness. And his voice. He's got a tremendous voice.
Yeah. Vito,
is that Vito Stellino from Florida or Mickey Mouse calling him from Florida?
If you couldn't tell, Vito's been around he's been around the block a few years.
Where was he before Jacksonville? Because they haven't been around all that long.
I don't know if maybe he covered one of the more southern teams, Miami or Jacksonville. I mean, Miami or Tampa, one of the other teams in Florida before.
That's the best.
But I know he's been covering the NFL for a lot
of years. Because what happens when they go up there?
But boy, I'll tell you, he is not short on opinions when it comes to negative toward the New England Patriots.
I don't think he cares for the Patriots.
No. And him asking us if we were aware that Belichick wasn't necessarily well-liked. That was something.
Interesting.
I'm sure that PFW in Progress listeners were like, who do you think you're talking to?
I don't know, but we've already reached the highlight of our first show, clearly. I enjoyed that immensely.
Yes, that was...
Plus, we had breaking news.
That was a
right?
lot of fun.
Jack Del Rio will be fired after the final game of the season.
Yes, and that answers our question. He had a big contract extension based on the win over Pittsburgh in 07 in the playoffs, and...
So maybe he'll come here.
Won him a big deal.
He'll coach the linebackers next year for the Patriots.
I don't think that's
going to happen. I'm no expert, but I don't see that coming.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen. But I have Andy a couple of games.
I love games
that have been emailed in. So one of them is sent in by Mike in Rhode Island. It's an over under for tonight's preseason game. I'm going to go right from the top. Gabbert's passer rating 70
for tonight or the season?
For tonight.
Under.
Mallett throws 1.5 touchdowns.
Under 1.
Price 4 catches.
Over.
Pat's turnover margin +2.
Over.
Rookie running back gets 40% of the carries.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Whoa, whoa. Wow. Vulgarity.
That was for Taylor Price.
Yeah, wow. I know. I got it. We've moved on.
I'm going to say over because you have some other rookie guys that you're probably not thinking of. Like Richard Medlin.
I'm thinking of him. He was the first guy I thought of.
Gerard Mayo plays at outside linebacker. Five. Plays
under.
At outside linebacker.
Under.
You think he's going to play middle linebacker? Oh, he's not going to
play. No, I don't think he's going to play very
much. Pat's team sacks, two.
Over.
Trick plays attempted by both teams combined, 1.5.
Under.
Have some fun with it. I like it, Mike. Good job. Oh, boy. Where are we
going? We got a tweet
there?
From the Snuzzler.
The Snuzzler.
That's the Snuzzler, if you want to follow him. Is this Jags reporter for real? Talk about a Jag. So people were noticing Vito Stellino's style. Does he do a lot of TV? I can't imagine he does. He doesn't seem like he's a made-for-TV personality.
Yeah, no.
Although it would be very entertaining based on that little hit.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. I know of Vito from our times at the Super Bowl when you get to meet all of these national guys, and he looks exactly the way he sounded.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like an angry old man, and he certainly was. Doug in Oregon's back online, so I want to get right to him. Doug, I'm sorry we made you wait so long. How you doing?
Good. Hey, congratulations on the show, you guys. Stick with the PFW format and you'll do fine.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now tell a friend to listen.
Yeah, well, you know, when I tried to log in on my laptop, like the one caller, you can't get the connection there. The only way I could get on is just go to patriots.com radio and click listen now. And I got right through.
Okay, well, we're working out the kinks there a little bit. This is a soft open. You know, this is the preseason. You know, the players will be on the field.
You guys were you overwhelmed with the information?
No, not me. Maybe no. People behind the glass.
As far as, as far as the technical stuff.
Oh, I stay out of that.
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed. Oh, okay. I'm not going to lie to you.
Might have got too many hits is what's going on. And
could be a possibility. We're pretty popular, you know.
Doug, what are you looking for tonight?
We'll see. Eric, I enjoyed your talk about price and stuff like that. The insides, especially on the receivers with Welker and possibly leaving.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark. That was Andy Hart that gave the Taylor Price breakdown. That's really not going to be settling well with Andy.
Doug, you better talk quick because you're about to get blown up, brother.
All right, well, blow me up.
Screw you,
bitch.
See you, Doug.
Doug, thanks for calling back in, and we appreciate it here on the Patriots pregame social.
It's Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. Eric is not part of the show until he calls in later.
Yeah, he will be a segment of the show, but he was not anywhere near talented enough to be a full-time member of this program. And
you know what Eric will be in about 40 years?
Vito Stellino.
Yep. The very one.
All right, I'm going to go to Peter in Northern Ireland. He's going to be watching the game with his brother, who happens to be a Jets fan. He enjoys some sausage.
Wait a minute.
Shut up, Andy.
I actually got a big sausage right in front of me.
He enjoyed an Andy Hart guarantee that Taylor Price will have his coming out party tonight.
How's he watching in Ireland?
Which of the undrafted...
Is that an illegal stream?
I don't know. What can you not? Well, I'm in the middle. All right. Which of the undrafted / unheard of guys who are having a good camp should we look out for tonight to have a good game?
Lavarius. Tarpinian. Well, I'm going to include some drafted guys. I think Lee Smith could open some eyes. I think most people assume he's a blocking tight end. I've seen him catch some passes. He's got some decent hands.
You are correct.
Not very big. I mean, not very quick.
The thing is, when I talked to his position coach, and he said that he does a great job of catching the football. He has very soft hands. He doesn't get open. He has a hard time running routes and getting open.
That's unfortunate.
And we've seen that a little bit.
And Bill Belichick likes his receivers to do two things, get open and catch the football. And they come in that order, I believe, in this offense. Some other offenses, you can catch the ball and then get open later. But here, they like you to get open first and then catch it. But the defensive guys, those are the guys to keep an eye on, because those are the guys a lot of times that can find a role for themselves very easily on special teams, the Dane Fletcher types. And I would put Lavarius in that mix, and I would put our guy Tarpinian in that mix. So two guys on defense, keep an eye out for.
Well, as you and I have already talked about here on the Patriots pregame social, our good friend Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com just reported that Tom Brady will not be playing tonight. So
no surprise here.
Once again, you heard it first here on the Patriots pregame social. Good job by Kevin keeping track of what's going on, what the other writers are tweeting and posting on their blogs and talking about. But don't expect to see Tom Brady tonight. Mike Reese, to me, that's as good as a lead pipe lock. I don't know how you feel.
I agree.
But all I needed was to see the walkthrough yesterday and see Brian Hoyer
right.
leading the first offense. And
which is the second offense, but it'll be the first. You know
you're
what I'm saying?
You're not going to do it to me.
The only member of that offense, or one of the few members of that offense that are truly elite, potentially, is Solder. Beyond that, it's basically the second offense. And now that's where we get into, Paul, and we talked about this. It'll be interesting to see how long that second offense goes, what the third offense looks like. They had to sign or claim Mark Wetterer, a rookie free agent out of Louisville.
Is he so good you had to say it twice?
Well, I just wanted to, it's a weird name. Wetterer. There's an extra er there. It's not wetter. It's wetterer.
Right.
You know, dumb and dumberer.
Right. I hear you.
But
I hear you.
I think it's interesting to keep an eye on the offensive line and who has to play and how long. I mean, this guy's been here 2 days, 75, and don't anybody worry. Vince Wilfork's still also number 75. They double dip in the preseason. I know some of you may not be aware of that, but you could see two number 75s and a few other numbers on the field tonight. But it'll be interesting to watch the offensive line. And also keep an eye on, as I said earlier, Buddy Farnham to play both ways.
We're going to get ready here to get to out to Atlanta because Scott has been hanging on the line.
Scott,
you're with us here in the Patriots pregame social.
What up, guys?
What's up, Scott?
Holy. So Brady's not playing, huh?
Nope.
Doesn't look like it.
That ought to make that douche Vito Scapellini, whatever his name is, pretty damn happy. My God.
I don't know. He's just going to be monitoring coach to sideline.
I think he's going to be sad because evidently he thinks the only reason why the Patriots have ever won a game is solely because of Brady.
Oh, yeah, clearly. We cheat all the time. We can't win if we're not cheating.
That's right.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hey, first of all, I love this. This is great. I don't, you know, usually I listen to the podcast and never get to call in. But, Paul, I got a question for you.
Sure.
The other day, you started saying something, then you got cut off, and everybody went off on a tangent. But
Andy does that to me all the time.
Yeah. You said something about, did you hear what Peyton said about Marshall Faulk, and then you never finished your
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't remember. I remember I remember saying that. I don't remember all the specific terminology that he used, but he basically said that he'll forever be indebted to Marshall Faulk for making him what he was. Because don't forget, when Manning was a rookie, it was basically all Marshall Faulk. And he just went on and on about how wonderful Faulk was to him and how easy he made that transition for him coming from college. I don't remember exactly the words. I'm not doing Peyton Manning a service here by just paraphrasing, but he was effusive.
Right.
He was effusive in his praise.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I obviously, as a Patriots fan, I can't stand Marshall Faulk. The guy is equally as big a douche as Vito, but...
You know what? I would tend to agree with you. I'm not a Marshall Faulk. As much respect as I have for Peyton Manning, I don't have the same for Marshall Faulk. I don't like
him. Yeah, I mean, I respect the guy's game. I mean, you know, when he was playing, he was...
Oh, yeah, no, as a player,
he was amazing.
Tremendous.
There's a lot of his...
The guy is just...
A lot of his peers don't care for him either,
my
understanding. Talking to some people and Hall of Fame weekend, there's a lot of people that aren't in love with Marshall Faulk and his shtick.
Yeah.
Anything you're looking for tonight, Scott?
No, guys, I'm just looking for a decent game, you know, win, lose. Just get everybody out there, see, obviously, the guys that need to be out there, get them out there and, you know, see what can happen. So I'm just looking forward to it. Glad football's back, and good talking to you boys, and I appreciate it, and we'll do lunch soon.
Thanks for calling in, Scott. We appreciate all the support over the years, my friend.
And we'll talk to you each and every week. I want you back every week. Even if you can't listen, I mean, even if you can't watch, you should be listening to us pregame.
I'm going to head back to the email.
Oh, by the
way,
quick tweet.
Oh, go ahead.
Coming in.
Go ahead.
We had some complaints about feeds and links and this. According to PolkAC8, tell everyone to listen on iTunes. That works fine. So apparently iTunes is another possibility for listening to the Patriots pregame social.
Well, there's a lot of ways that you can participate, and certainly even more that you can get into the email, you can get into the phone lines, you can tweet, as Andy just did, you can comment on Facebook. Still looking for some of those photos, you know, to be sent in and have Kevin and Matt post them for you. But this is the way it's going to roll each and every game day here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo will take you through the Patriots pregame social and this is how we want it to be. We love the participation. This is for you. This is for the fans. We want to know how you get psyched up and ready to watch your favorite football team, and we're going to have plenty more when we get back right after this.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Steve Nelson here to tell you about the second annual Mo Si Tutupu Comedy Benefit. The Mo Si Tutupu Comedy Benefit is back and better than ever. Tuesday evening, August 23rd, will feature special appearances by Hall of Famers John Hanna, Andre Tippett, Gino Cappelletti, as well as current and former professional athletes and local celebrities at Gillette Stadium. The evening will feature comedy performances by headliners Lenny Clark, Paul D'Angelo, Paul Narduzzi, Steve Sweeney, and more. With live auctions, silent auctions, and nonstop laughter, this event is a fun evening you won't want to miss. All proceeds will benefit the Mo Si Tutupu Memorial Scholarship Foundation, which provides college scholarships to young athletes with learning differences, exemplifying the outstanding qualities that characterize our dear friend Mo Si Tutupu. Last year's event sold out quickly, so be sure to purchase your tickets today. Visit the Patriots.com website for more details and to purchase your tickets. I look forward to seeing you at the second annual Mo Si Tutupu Comedy Benefit.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from VCast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker.
Yeah, let's go again.
To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo or visit VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Who will that be on?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune in to the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
Welcome back to the Patriots pregame social here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo with you. Andy, let's hit up that Twitter line.
Let's look at some tweets, and I got one from Trevor My Schral. Am I not supposed to read these?
I think from moving forward, I think we can sort of do without that.
Listening to you guys, shout out to Yuz from New Brunswick, Canada. Patriots beat Jags 27-21. Price with two uncontainable touchdowns, Paul Perillo. I like that prediction.
And the then we, price is wrong, bitch.
Hack 4444 wants me to tell Kevin to stop with the stupid beep noise every time you read a tweet.
Okay, I can do that. But that is the Twitter noise.
And then CS Leone 12, you guys are doing a great job. Love listening, and one day hopefully I'll be in the organization. I don't know what that means.
Were you looking for a job? You're trying to kick us out of our jobs? Who's going to feed my family? Who's going to feed me, more importantly? I don't know if I like that, Andy.
And then somebody said, did you notice Crap Sheet, tooting his own horn, predicting Brady might not play? What a DB.
Yeah, it's too bad that in the paper this morning it said how he and Ocho Cinco would sort of match up and get their timing down.
So, really?
Evidently, he had all the bases covered, the Crap Sheet, and that's why...
You can check my blog entry. I didn't have him playing
that's
much,
why he's not the, he's not the worst in the business for nothing. Anyway, we're going to go to Janice in Chicago, who
Jay Nice
definitely loves the Patriots. That's her team. Why, Andy Hart?
Taylor Price.
Because of the one and only Tom Brady.
Hope she wasn't planning on watching the game tonight.
She's going to be watching the game on the preseason NFL Live site. She says that last year... She was really mad at Pete Shepard because he never came on the air after the Patriots lost to the Jets. Can you call him now during his show and see why he let the fans down?
Yes.
By the way, Janice is very excited for tonight's game. Andy, why don't you give an update on the Pete Shepard show?
The Pete Shepard show will be back and expanded to 3 days a week in the regular season. Once we begin our regular season lineup, it will be at 4 p.m., 4 to 6, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Pete Shepard, and you can get him that Tuesday after the Miami opener, or maybe Wednesday that week. Sorry, Monday night game, screw everything up. But after the opener, you'll be able to rip him for not appearing after the Jets playoff loss, and you will get 3 days a week of Pete Shepard. Included in his Thursday show will be the Brian Lowe Fantasy Lowdown as well. And the overall lineup will be PFW in Progress, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, noon to 2. 2 to 4 will be... our friend John Rook,
Patriots playbook,
who we'll hear tonight, right, Paul?
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll hear a lot of, that's another Patriots
first down by Taylor Price. And speaking of Taylor Price, we have some insight from the press box. We'll get a little bit more later from our own Eric Scalavino, who says that he heard us talking about Price and said when the quarterbacks came out, it was just Hoyer and Mallett, by the way, Price was the first one to join them with Danny Woodhead next, just as an FYI. So clearly, this is going to be an opportunity.
And this is kind of cool. I actually, in here, was able to rearrange our TV system in here. So I'm actually watching a live shot of the practice field up here, which is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
So I can kind of see who's out there.
If we can get some insight
fields.
That way. Yeah.
I'm watching Zoltan warm up right
this
now.
This is probably a dumb question, but why don't the hosts of the show have a TV with it tuned to that?
I could get you in there. I don't know. Those TVs, you know how they are.
I know how you are. Thank you. Move on,
like,
Paul.
I'm
read an email.
The TVs, right?
Do I have to separate you guys?
There's glass between
already?
Us.
Really? Gene is in Daytona Beach and with feet up in air watching bass jump out of the water in the pond behind his house.
A tough life you got there.
Absolutely. But he has three picks for surprise stars tonight. Andy, would you, as you would say, do you want to take a guess to see who Gene's...
I do.
Predictions are?
I'm going to guess surprise star.
Surprise stars tonight.
Stephen Ridley.
That's number one.
Surprise star number two will be Darius Butler.
Okay, that's not one of them.
Surprise star.
I'll give you one more guess. And
number three will be Ryan Mallett.
That's number two. Number three, I could give you all day.
Kyle Love.
Who's been one of our favorite offensive players to watch in this camp, not necessarily for ability, but just style.
Will Yeatman?
Will Yeatman. There you go.
I love him. Do people know that he's one of my favorite players now? I don't know if I've expressed that on the air.
I don't know.
But I love Will Yeatman, a big, lumbering tight end who, when he sees a person in front of him, runs him over.
Zach from Syracuse, by the way, chiming in, just wants to fire Ferreira. I thought that was funny, so I read it.
I agree, if it weren't so sad.
Yeah, if it weren't true.
Good thing we don't have a fan tab on this show, because I think our rating would be falling as people click on links that don't work.
James just wanted to give an update. He is actually now in the shower.
Oh, good. With an electronic device? That doesn't sound safe.
I mean
his laptop or something. Nothing dirty. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sounded a little dirty. Who do we have up next here? A lot of emails. No, a lot of Ryan Mallett love, which I'm a little bit surprised about, because he really hasn't been overly impressive in camp, and no one's really writing that he has been. So I'm wondering where that, you know, another one here is Randy.
Well, Paul, I just want to
seeing him tonight and the running backs.
I just want to describe Ryan
Mallett.
He says
F the Jets, which I think we can all appreciate.
You know, Ryan Mallett, I think, has all the physical tools, but he's a rookie, and that's the downside, according to Vito Stellino.
Strippers wants to know how many picks they're going to have tonight off of Blaine Gabbert.
Two.
Wow, that's all?
How many do you think you're going to let him have?
I don't know. Hey, here's an interesting phone call that just popped up. I'm going to go to this because of the location of the listener. It's Mark in Jacksonville Beach with the Northwest Florida Fan Club. And this is exactly who we're catering to. So, Mark, what's going on?
Marky.
Mark, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, excellent.
That was Paul's fault. He didn't click on
you. Well, I did, but it wasn't the pick to click.
That's quite all right. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. How are you doing tonight? You partying?
How's the Northwest Florida Fan Club?
We are awaiting. We should probably have upwards of 50 people here tonight.
Wow.
We've grown extensively as things have moved along, and, you know, a lot of people from the Northeast obviously moved on into our area, so it's been great.
Now, are you at home, at somebody's home, or at a bar?
I am actually outside of Sneakers Sports Grill, which is in Jacksonville Beach.
I used to drink there all the time. It was phenomenal.
Good story.
Yeah, big place. As a matter of fact, when back at the Super Bowl in 2005, it's where WEEI had their Boomer Esiason event in that afternoon. So
yep.
the owner, I'm very, very close with. Nice guy.
You're making my point.
Excuse me.
That was just Kevin being annoying. Ignore the drop and continue with your thought.
So it's a great place. They're very hospitable. 4,200 square feet under air, and it's right on Jacksonville Beach, overlooking the water. So
nice. Now, will you be eating tonight? What's on the menu?
We will. You know, standard fare: buffalo wings and lots of fried stuff to get us through the night. And you know, there should be we typically have half of a corner of the place. We have a very large crew that comes in every Sunday.
Now, will there be a Jaguars contingent? Do you think you could have any battles tonight?
Well, of course we do. No, you know, it's funny. We actually overwhelm them a little bit down here.
I'm not surprised.
they go back and forth, but they love their team down here just as much as we do. But you know, the passion of the Northeast sports fan is just is amazing, as you guys know. So. They kind of stay away from us, and we let the two or three of them do their thing while the 50 of us have the fun. You know how that works.
Okay, so what are you looking for tonight? Who are you going to have your eye on, besides Taylor Price, of course?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously a lot of speed on the outside. I think, you know, some of the young kids to get some time. You know, there are some unproven, you know, guys from last year who I'm looking to step up.
Yep.
I didn't see the latest. I don't know. Solder came in late. I don't know if he's going to be able to play get some snaps tonight.
He will play tonight. I expect him to start and see some decent time.
That's great. Yeah, and also I'd like to see, you know, I've heard mixed reviews of Jermaine Cunningham in camp. I'd like to see him start to take the step forward. Some of the sophomores that we have are going to be key guys in the season, obviously, with the pass rush that's just so important for us. So just some guys to really start the process. I think the key here is, you know, it's no injuries, right? Let's get out of this thing in one piece and just keep working on it. But some of the sophomores, some of the rookies, it's actually what we're trying to focus on tonight in the first half anyway.
I hear you. Now, do you have a jersey on before we let you go?
I don't have a jersey. I have a hat on, but I do have a Tom Brady jersey, as 9 million other people in New England do. So.
You have underwear on too, right?
I do.
Just want to make sure.
Mark kind of sounds a little bit like an SEC football coach talking about the sophomores and you know, staying healthy, you know, trying to avoid injury. I love it, Mark.
You know, guys, you can't get away from it down here. So
I know.
I have a little of that. Yeah, there's definitely some of that. So, yeah, I don't. But it's been great. You know, we have a great crew of people. So we're looking forward to the season. You know, obviously playoffs and, like Parcells always used to say, getting a tournament and see where that takes us, right?
Absolutely, and thanks for chiming in and being our first fan club
Send
group.
A photo of tonight. Take a group photo. Send it in.
Send a group photo. Kevin will get it up on the Facebook page, and enjoy the game tonight, Mark.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much for your time.
And have a beer on Paul. Or two.
Hey, we're still getting tons of emails, by the way. Taylor,
might want to read them.
Yeah, well,
Taylor
is
whoa, from the
Price.
Locker room?
Not Price. Taylor is actually in Brazil and says she just arrived home and rushed into my PC, have not taken a bath yet, but well. And just found out about
bath and shower talk on
just
the show
found
tonight.
Out about this live social thing. Got to say, sweet idea.
Thank you.
I'm wearing my patch shirt, and I'm wondering where I can watch the game online or at least follow it play-by-play. And just very excited and wants to say hello as a Brazilian Patriots fan. Keep up the great work.
Is this a man or a woman?
I think it's a woman, but where can Taylor watch the game online?
Illegally. Look around and you'll find it. According to our friends in Ireland, they're watching it illegally, so I can neither condone nor advise you to do anything of that, but I'm sure you could find it online if you wanted to.
I'm going to read Jason in Lafayette, Indiana's email just because it made me chuckle. He wanted to know, who are we interviewing, Joe Paterno?
No, Joe Paterno is more put together than Vito Stellino.
Absolutely.
No offense, Vito.
And we're going to get to one of our listeners on FanTab, Rob. It's Rob Wrestler from FanTab.com. Rob? You with us?
Guys, are you there?
Yes. How you doing, Rob?
Good, thanks. Just wanted to call in and say thanks for getting FanTab out there. It's been a great response so far. A lot of great activity out there. As you'd imagine, a lot of people very high on FanTab right now. Some good ratings, some funny ratings. Robin Bennett writes in saying, thinking that the 1% change for the Pats, the negative 1% is probably due to Jack Del Rio.
or Vito Stellino. I don't know if you heard earlier.
Exactly. Robin's pretty high. But, you know, and then we've got people who are still kind of negative out there. You know, a couple 60 ratings comes in from Peter, who says, you know, Mankin's signing is obviously brilliant, but doesn't necessarily make us better this year. Needs to see the defense to do something. So a good mix of good quality comments out there, and we just want to thank all the fans for their comments and their ratings and just tell them to register and keep them coming in.
Well, we're glad to be working with you and looking forward to it all year, Rob, and hopefully we can get some additional insight like that each and every week here before the games, because I think it's very interesting to watch how Patriots fans tend to ride the roller coaster for a team that's been so successful. Every little bit of adversity the team seems to face really tends to impact the fans' confidence level, and I'd be looking forward to seeing how the ebb and flow of that goes throughout the season.
We will as well. So thanks again, guys. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob.
I do have breaking news from Fantab.com.
Okay.
I just refreshed, and we are now up to 86 plus one in the
last
24
hours. Plus one, 86%.
86 average rating.
And on the flip side, we have Alan from the UK Patriots fan club who just wrote in on our Facebook account here that says, I went to heckle some Jags fans on Fantab.com.
There aren't any.
And realized they only have three fans.
Not on FanTab. They only have three fans. That's why they have to cover all those seats in that stadium.
Yeah, it's like going to it's like going to an MLS game.
In other cities, not New England, where we have fine support. The end zone militia, or the whatever they're called, foxhole people.
By the way, Fred is very upset at the amount of musket men that are representing on the field tonight. He wrote into the web radio mailbox saying that there were only four musket men present. He was very upset.
He is writing, and he's this is the kind of insight. Wait, no, he says a fifth one just showed up.
It's a preseason game.
As Fred says, he must have been taking a dump. What a disgrace.
Whoa.
They should all have to show up for the preseason games. Fred's not happy. But that's the kind of, you know, we're looking, you know, from Mike Reese and Eric talking about who the quarterbacks are working with and how Brady's not going to play. Fred is focused on the militiamen. That's just great. That's just exactly what we're looking for and really enhancing the show. Kudos to Fred Kirsch for that bit of insight. Pablo. In Mexico.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Great idea for a new show. In your mind, who could use a big performance tonight the most? He's going with Darius Butler. I think that's a great pick.
I do, too, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick.
Internally, and I mean internally by inside himself, I think he's had a good camp. He's got his hand on some footballs, knocked some passes down. I think he's been solid. He needs to do it on a game field. He needs to compete, even if it's against backups or a rookie quarterback. He needs to build a little confidence on a game field. So I think that would be a good pick. I think a couple of those corners. I think Jonathan Wilhite could use a nice game. to similarly build some confidence and some momentum into making this team and having a role for himself.
Let's see. Ben wants to know. Ben's in the UK. Stockton-on-Tees, UK, wants to know how much you think you'll see of Ryan Mallett tonight.
A lot. I'm assuming Brian Hoyer will play half the game or some similar number there, and Ryan Mallett will play the other half.
Pablo also had a comment about that JAG reporter. Maybe it's because English is my second language, but the douche that called in from Jacksonville sounds like a douche.
That seems to be the response to Vito Stellino. Those tweets.
That was an interesting call, to say the least. Kevin, did you get William's stuff? William, looks like you sent in some photos.
Okay.
Have you gotten those?
There was one photo we got sent in that was actually too big to even download.
So. Oh, okay. Well, I just see the emails coming in.
Take a peek.
Let's see. A lot of Vito bashing. I don't necessarily think we need to read all of those. We don't need to beat up on the poor man, do we? Okay. Brian's in Santa Cruz.
Williams
that Vito guy's a real douche. Hope your next guy's better.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, he was a little over the top. I mean, that was a little like Pete Shepard calling up a Jets radio station and going off, right? I mean, that was a little odd.
No, I agree. That was very odd.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for the update.
Paul, do you see our that we're kind of going worldwide here in the web radio inbox?
That's the idea.
Yes.
We have a listener from Ecuador checking in. I don't know since I've been here that I've heard from Ecuador.
We're big in Ecuador.
I don't remember. I'll be honest. I don't remember one from Ecuador, but not surprising that we've heard from Brazil and in the UK and Northern Ireland and, you know, and all the different venues that we've heard from tonight.
Wellfleet.
He's got some LA. Questions for you, actually. It's Juan from Ecuador and says, congrats on the new show. Probably the biggest Pats fan down here. I'm alone in my living room listening to you guys and waiting for the game. Hope you read my mail. Now my questions. Do you think Bunny Fardum will make the team?
No.
I think fans like him and he seems like a hard worker.
No.
And do you think Albert Haynesworth will live up to the hype?
That's a good question. The Buddy Farnham one, I don't expect him to make the team. I actually have some arguments with a local reporter who covered him, I believe in high school, who, likes to, carry his water for him. And I say he's the 90th player on the roster and he says he's not. He says he's in the, you know, at least 85th.
And just for our Brazilian listener, Juan finishes up and says, I want you to tell the Brazilian guy that I always watch the games online, in parentheses, yes, illegally. And it works perfectly.
Okay. Well, feel free to do that.
Thanks, Juan.
But the second part, that's a great question. That is the $5-point-something million question. Because of his restructured contract, Albert Haynesworth will only make $1.5 million base salary, and if he wants to make more than that and significantly more than that, up to basically $4.5 million more, he can get it through playing time. And if he plays 20%, 30%, 40%, 60% all the way up, that's a great thing for him. He'll make a lot of money. I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been on the practice field save for a couple days. I think it's, to me, that's the question of the defense this year. Albert Haynesworth, will he play? How good will he be?
Yeah, we should probably touch on that for a little bit. There were reports yesterday that both Chad Ochocinco and Haynesworth did finally have their contracts officially redone. You mentioned Haynesworth's. His base salary went from about 5.4 to 1.5.
I believe it's 1.5.
And he does have some incentives, as Andy alluded to. Ochocinco, and now his base salary for 2012 spikes to $6.7 million. So this, in all likelihood, is a one-and-done for Albert Haynesworth. Ochocinco is a little bit different. His base salary was set to be $6 million this year. It's only going to be $1 million. However, he did receive $4.5 million in form of a signing bonus. So it's a three-year restructure for Ochocinco with base salaries of $3 million in each of the next two seasons. But that $4.5 million, Andy, that he gets up front probably makes him uncuttable.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I would say you go the other direction with Haynesworth. You lower that to 1.5. You know, you could always cut him in camp. But now, if you have that thing we talked about, if he becomes a key part of your defense for a month, but then some of his old issues pop up, creep up, you might consider cutting him, because $1.5 million dead money on the books for a guy you cut is different than $5.4 million. There's a huge difference there. So it'll be interesting, and it's also interesting to see him in terms of playing time, because he's obviously going to want to play, I would assume, 60-plus percent of the snaps and try to earn himself, you know, unless he feels like he has enough money, but try to earn himself that $5 point whatever million he'll get if he gets all the way up there and makes a Pro Bowl. So I think that's interesting, those restructures and how they affect the guy going into the season and then in the season.
Very much so. I agree. I'm going to get back to the emails. Rory is in the UK, in Manchester. Actually.
The racing car?
Yes.
Rory, the racing car.
Another big fan of the Patriots pregame social, thinks it was a great idea. Rory is actually looking after my parents' house and pets while they're away on holiday. His girlfriend's asleep upstairs because she can't stand Andy. And I'm chilling with a large pizza in the pregame social.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why can't she stand me?
I think it's pretty self-evident, no?
Yeah.
You're rather obnoxious.
It's endearing.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Charming.
All right. My question is on the game. Based on training camp, not what you think Bill will do, if you had the power to pick the 53-man roster, what would each of you pick for these decisions? It's a little bit of a game, Andy. You ready? You got to pay attention for these.
I'm just
Sammy
trying to
Morris. Okay. Yes or no?
I have no idea. I didn't hear the question.
On or off? 53-man roster. Sammy
off.
Morris. Which receiver / returner, if you could only have one, Tate or Edelman?
Edelman.
Which special teams guy would you take from Slater, White, or in Williams? So that's Matthew Slater,
White.
Tracy White, Malcolm Williams.
Malcolm Williams.
Five receivers, not including Slater, who hardly ever plays offense, and Lee Smith, or six receivers. I think it's going to be six and Lee Smith.
Probably.
Steve Maneri or Mark Lavoie? That's a good question.
Maneri.
I think Maneri has looked better in camp so far. Rich Ornberger or Thomas Austin? Thomas Austin, I would go with.
Yeah, probably.
I think Ornberger struggled in this camp. Pick two out of Cade Weston, Myron Pryor, Gerard Warren. I would take Pryor and Warren, but I think all three of those guys have a pretty good chance.
Yeah.
I think Weston's had a nice camp. Here's, I think, the ultimate one. Jonathan Wilhite or Darius Butler?
I'm going to go Wilhite.
Yeah, I'm going to go Butler. Matt Catula or Ninko and add an extra roster spot?
Matt Catula, Ninko, and no, not Ninko. He's been very inconsistent on his snaps. I wouldn't feel good about him being my real snapper.
I don't think he's good enough at it to try to save a roster spot doing that. No. I agree with you 100%. So I know you've been checking out the Twitter feed. Anything?
Well, one specific feed.
Okay.
Vito Stellino.
Is he ripping us?
I was on Boston Radio, and they asked why Del Rio needled Belichick about the headsets going out. I said, why not? The next tweet. They said Belichick remembers and gets revenge. I said, let's see how he does when he no longer has Tom Brady. By the way, Brady not playing tonight. Wait, there was another one. Shoot. Where did it go? Somebody asked him, aren't Belichick and Del Rio friends? And Vito Stellino responds, don't think so. Does Belichick have friends? Question mark.
Does Belichick
Should I read
have...
that again?
No, I heard you. Does Belichick have friends? I heard you.
Okay. Well, Luke kind of loses it when you wait a while before you respond.
Well, I mean, I am trying to do a few different things. It is the first
okay,
time
Paul.
We've ever done this.
Okay, Paul.
I know that you're the true professional and you can do all these things at once.
I'm just...
It's okay that when I just try to read the guy's email, just... moments ago, either or, and you were like, what's that now? What's the game? All right, we're going to, it's time to take it inside the press box.
Is this Eric?
Yes. with our old buddy.
Ask him if he can hand the phone to Vito Stellino.
Eric Scalavino. Eric, have you seen Vito Stellino up there?
Oh, not only have I seen him, I actually heard the conversation you guys had with him. Because he's sitting in the row right in front of me.
Was he like yelling at us?
Yes, there was a bit of a tone. I detected
a bit of a tone.
Conversation.
I think you wanted to fight Andy, but then again, who doesn't?
Oh, I'll kill him.
It was highly entertaining.
Literally.
Us, within earshot.
So what's going on? I hear that Brady is definitively out. What's going on up there?
Well, I don't know if it's definitive or not, but I'm staring at him right now. He's in full uniform. He was having a really lengthy conversation with offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien right about the 45-yard line as he came out with the quarterbacks. Right now he's talking to Nick Bosario, but he's been doing nothing but talking since he got out on the field. Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett have been warming up, tossing passes for the last 5 minutes or so, and doesn't seem like there's going to be much activity from Tom Brady tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's the word, and we all felt that anyway heading in just because of the walkthrough yesterday. Told Andy and I everything we needed to know. I don't think you're going to see him at all tonight, and certainly that's the mindset among the media, and I know that the crap sheet's taking going to great lengths to pat himself on the back for predicting it.
Oh, well.
Even though he wrote all about it today that they would, probably try to get some timing down.
Yeah. Well, the other note I'd make on that, too, is I'm actually looking now the quarterbacks that are tossing to the receivers. And in the warm-ups earlier, you saw a lot of Taylor Price, you saw a lot of Darnell Jenkins, that mix, Matthew Slater. Didn't see any Chad Ochocinco, didn't see any Wes Welker or Deion Branch. Welker is out there now warming up. And was earlier with the return group. Now he's catching some passes. But you talk about not seeing much of Brady tonight. I wouldn't expect to see much of those top three guys that I mentioned either, the Welker, Branch, and Ochocinco clan.
Yeah,
you're going to see a lot of Taylor Price. I think you're going to see a lot of Darnell Jenkins, Slater, Buddy Farnham, Jeremy Ross, those kind of players.
Yeah.
The top three receivers was the grouping with Brady on the bench throughout the walkthrough. Ochocinco, Wes Welker, Deion Branch. They were with Brady the whole time, just sitting on the bench, not doing a lot. And I would include in that group Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo. I don't expect them to do a lot on defense based on the walkthrough.
Right. So I think tonight we get to look forward to seeing a lot of, maybe one half of Brian Hoyer, maybe a little bit more, and the rest of Ryan Mallett, which, I think that should be plenty to get your money's worth, because you have to see the competition that's going to take place between these two guys.
And you got to see how far Ryan Mallett can throw it.
I can throw pretty far now.
Pretty far now. He's a pretty good player now. Pretty strong arm now.
Eric, we've asked pretty much everybody tonight about one specific thing they might be looking for. You've been with us every day at practice. We've obviously talked a lot about Taylor Price because Andy has a love affair going. Anything in particular, any one in particular you're looking for tonight?
Well, I'm really interested, not just tonight, but throughout the preseason, at how the defensive line is going to shake out. We're not going to see probably too many of the big-name guys tonight because it's only the first preseason game, but I'm looking to see what type of formation they line up in and who gets the reps where and just how that whole situation plays itself out, because it's the deepest in terms of numbers on the roster right now, and it's also the most intriguing because we have the potential that of seeing a shift in maybe not philosophy, as Bill said the other day, but in just formation-wise. We know he's a proponent of the 3-4, and now it looks like he might be going to a 4-3. So I'm really going to be paying attention to the D-line.
I think that's a good point. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Just how they're actually going to go about playing up front, to me, is one of the things I'm really going to be watching for tonight and moving forward throughout the summer. And even then, Andy, I still might not be convinced until I see it for at least a couple of weeks in the regular season. But I think Eric's right. I think that's one thing to keep an eye on tonight. The style of defense, not necessarily who's playing, not necessarily how many players are lined up on the line, but how they shoot off the football, whether or not they're getting into the backfield. So how's the atmosphere, Eric? Everybody ready for this scintillating preseason game?
Well, it's a perfect night for football. I mean, the sun is still out, but it's setting a little bit. The field looks the field's in great condition right now, fellas. I'm telling you. But no, it's a wonderful night for football, and it's nice to see another team's uniforms out there, and not just the silver and blue. It's an indication that we're getting closer and closer to the regular season.
All right. Well, we'll be up there momentarily to join you, and we'll all enjoy it. Thanks for stopping by, Eric.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Still, Andy, it's amazing. This pregame social is really, I think, hitting the mark because, Kevin points out, we're getting listeners and feedback from all over the world. We already talked to someone from Ecuador. We talked to someone. Now we get Madrid. Our buddy Iggy is emailed in. We have Quebec, France, the UK, Brazil. This is truly the world's largest virtual tailgate. It's exactly
and
the
online
way Fred,
too.
It's yeah. Did I not call it an?
You forgot the online
See,
part.
I
in
told
that
you
one.
If I didn't keep saying it, I would forget part of what
Fred wants you to say. Online and virtual.
Yeah, which I thought was redundant, so he yelled at me. But that's generally what happens. Brad in the Eastern Shore, he's predicting the game tonight. Pat's 28, Jack 17. He is just so excited. He actually had to give a prediction. He just says, on behalf of all of us who live outside of New England, thank you, thank you, thank you for having a true Patriots pregame show. This is so awesome. He's looking for a big game from Aaron Hernandez tonight. and definitely on board with your Taylor Price love affair.
I just came up with a new thing I'm looking for tonight. It's moved to the top of my list ahead of Taylor Price. It's Blaine Gabbert throwing his hands in the air and making gestures like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And I just want to see how Vito Stellino reacts in the press box.
Dylan in Appleton, Wisconsin, to answer your question, how much time do you think we'll see Ocho Cinco tonight? I think Eric probably just answered that. I don't think we're going to see him at all tonight. Those top three receivers and Tom Brady really were relegated to the very end of the walkthrough. Running scout reps for the third defense. And even at times, Harry Kraft, grandson of Robert Kraft, son of Jonathan, was taking part in those reps.
Attendee of the Manning football quarterback camp.
Solid fundamentals, Andy.
He does. Keeps the ball high, releases high. Nice ball, nice spiral. Until Malcolm Williams picked him off in the end zone.
Andy, your good buddy, Brooklyn Matt, chiming in.
Oh, boy.
Wants to know, where's Scalavino? Gallivanting and traipsing around, I'm sure. Anyway, I'm not going to listen. Well, you know what? Screw you. Having
then
a Patriots social with the anti-social Andy doesn't cut it for me. Hey, Paul, I heard you on the Sports Hub earlier. They didn't let you get a word in edgewise and kept stepping on your lines, as usual. Tell Kevin to cue up the media whore soundbite. Oh, well, I'm going to take a pregame snooze. Don't work too hard, cheesies.
Why did you read his email?
I would call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
He's sleeping during our show. We'll never read his email again.
Because he took shots at you.
No, we'll never read his email again. If you're not going to listen, you don't get read.
Iggy likes the Latin power, by the way. Iggy, you know, your amigo con grande cabeza?
Si, si.
He likes the Latin American flavor of the Patriots pregame
Ecuador,
social.
Mexico, Brazil.
Fred's emailing about thigh pads now.
Okay, what's Fred emailing about? I'll go to Fred right now. What do we got? A bunch of the wide receivers aren't wearing thigh pads. I thought that was against the rules now. Once again, cutting edge. Oh, my God. What is wrong with him? Oh, we have an update from Rory as to why his girlfriend hates you. And he says, it is indeed self-evident.
Rory, I don't care for her either.
So we're sort of wrapping it up here at the last 15 minutes of the first ever Patriots pregame social. Andy and I are very excited because we've been sort of blown away by the amount of participation we've gotten. And
A preseason game.
Right. I want to stress this. We're going to do this every game.
It's a work night.
We're going to do this every game day. It's going to be 2 hours and 15 minutes before every game. And when it gets into the regular season, we can break down matchups and we are going to actually talk about predictions and keys to the game and whatnot. This is going to be your one-stop shop.
How come we didn't do that
for
tonight?
The Patriots pregame? Well, I think for obvious reasons, you know. Did you think that
Vito Stellino wanted to?
Yeah, he wanted to, except for he didn't know why half the guys on the Jags weren't playing.
I can even...
I don't know. One guy's, I don't know, fat. He's fat.
Andy was making fun of me for doing a little jig back here, but I can even listen to the in-stadium music that's going on over the bowl through this TV, which is
No, I was
cool.
making fun of you because Paul was talking and you chimed in interrupt him because your head was bobbing.
I'm learning all this new stuff. I think it's pretty cool.
Learn off the air, not on it.
I feel like I'm in the stadium right back here.
Learn off the air, not on it.
All right, Andy.
Hamza's a big fan in Toronto. Preseason football equal boring.
Hey.
But the pregame social equal awesome so far.
Ish.
That is all.
Ish.
I would say ish. But
this is not our best show.
No,
I promise you, we have not peaked.
I'm telling you, we're going to get better when we actually figure out what it is we're doing.
We're not like Brandon Tate's early kick returns. We're going to have returns late in the season. We're going to be big all year long, making big plays.
A lot of guys sending in some photos. I hope we're able to get some of those up on the Facebook page. And again, I want to stress, every single week, we want the participation. We want to know how you're watching the game. We want to know where you're watching, who you watch with. I want to know about your tailgating habits. I want to know about your traditions and all of that stuff. I want to hear you. I want to see you on Facebook. I want to see you on Twitter. I want to hear you on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. I want to see you emailing in at webradio@patriots.com. I got to tell you, for the maiden voyage of the Patriots pregame social, the participation was through the roof, Andy. I don't know how you felt. I wasn't anticipating nonstop five calls lined up at all times.
I was anticipating
a steady line of email after email. I didn't even get to, you know how Fred always says, a lot of emails. Well, why don't you read some of them? I tried to read as many as I could, just not enough time in a two-hour show. And of course, we'll always remember this show for the guest spot of all guest spots from one, Vito Stellino.
We might actually need to make that a drop that we can use later on PFW in Progress.
Yeah,
I think that was drop worthy.
Kevin will have some fun with that without question.
We'll carve that up.
Robin is in Alaska, and he writes in, considering Mike Reese has the player news covered and Fred has the Minutemen news covered and you guys are running the show, can you please get in touch with Eric so we can find out if the coaches are wearing anything fashionable?
Wow. I like that.
What do you think I read it for?
But you know, you mock him for that, but that's been news in New England. Bill
sure.
Belichick's red hoodie.
Well, not
Matt
only that.
Patricia's red. Romeo Cronin's red when they're wearing red, when they're not wearing red.
But not only that, but Jack magazine. Del Rio has been in the news for his sideline attire. He's one of the guys that wore a suit.
Remember
a couple years ago?
Remember the Belichick feature NFL Network did, like, mic'd up this offseason, I think it was? And part of the, you know, the shenanigans they showed with him where he was talking to a player and he was like, I got voted
right.
best dressed and worst dressed in the same day. And he talking about how he lost to Bruce Pearl. And
Bruce
like
Pearl
that.
And Serena Williams,
yes,
I think, was one
was.
Of them.
And he's like, how could I lose to those
yes.
guys?
Todd is.
Are you interested in Bill O'Brien calling his first game as offensive coordinator?
No, because I don't really think it's any different than the last game.
I'm not either. How about Matt Patricia calling the game as safeties coach?
A little bit more intrigued by that, but more along the same lines. I kind of think he's been doing this stuff.
Okay.
Looks like he might have stepped up a little bit. Do you think? You think
no.
his responsibilities have increased?
Not much. I think it's similar. I think both guys have similar roles.
I think they are too.
Continuity.
One has the title, the other doesn't.
The other will have the title next year.
In a what?
Titular sense.
Excellent. Todd in Nova Scotia says he's a little bit worried because he feels like he's being hyped up by that idiot Hart again on Taylor Price. Just like he does with all those other guys.
Like Rob Gronkowski? Just like when I hyped up Rob Gronkowski?
All the outside
time when I hyped up Rob Gronkowski?
Specifically, he's talking
G-Force?
About...
Thank you.
Specifically, he's talking about the outside linebackers that you tend to hype up.
But we've never seen them draft one of the outside linebackers I wanted.
If Price doesn't kick ass tonight, I'm going to come down there and kick Andy in his, virtual tailgate.
Time out. When have I been wrong on a player that I've hyped here that I saw on the practice field?
Too many times to count.
Give me an example.
I don't know.
Give me an example. Thank you. You don't have one. When I hype a guy from first-hand viewing, he usually lives up to the hype.
We have a prediction. Pats 44, Jags 3. Suck it, Dushavito.
Wow. Wouldn't it be great if they did run the score up in the preseason and Belichick says something about, and I think their headsets worked all night long.
Pablo, you are absolutely correct. I am remiss. Every time I talk about all the countries that we've heard from tonight, I keep neglecting to mention Mexico. He says, every time you mention all the countries, you keep skipping us. I expect this kind of incompetence from Fred. And he's right.
But they are our near neighbor.
Yeah.
Can you be a far neighbor?
It doesn't mean that I have to skip them.
No. We love Mexico.
Like them. Didn't you go to Mexico on your honeymoon?
Loved it. Riviera Maya.
Where are we here? Joe is in Ontario, enjoying the first show. Too bad it's just a preseason game. I'm very impressed that Paul is able to pretend to be interested in this game. What a professional! Can't wait to hear what you guys do before a regular season game. You know what, Joe? That's a great point because, in all honesty, Andy and I are not huge preseason guys. You wait till you see the regular season, how much the compete level, as DA would say on 98.5 the Sports Hub, rises because, this is nothing compared to what we're going to get in the regular season when we're actually talking about matchups and keys and maybe the out-of-town guy actually has an idea of what their team would do.
Wow.
Was that a little bit too much?
Felt like a little bit of a shot.
Was that too much?
A little bit.
Okay, I apologize.
Save that venom for local people you don't like.
I apologize. Sam is in California.
Hey, girl. Or boy.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I am sitting at work.
With a skirt?
I am sitting and working with my iPhone plugged into my ears. I am working hard, but a guy needs his football. I am at work until 7, so you guys and NFL.com are my entertainment. Now to the football stuff. I am excited about this season. Of course, I have to contain myself because people around me are Raiders and Broncos fans, but I think it would be nice for the fans to see Brady for at least a quarter. It will be a reward for going through this crappy lockout nonsense. It's a nice thought, a nice gesture, Sam, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I'd rather see him for 16 games in the regular season.
I agree. Here's an interesting one. Warren in Fort Worth, Texas, wants to know what we think of Lee Bodden, if he can be a shutdown corner this year. Also, can Brandon Tate be more of a go-to receiver? I'm going to say yes and no.
Yeah, I don't know if Bodden's a shutdown corner,
might be
but he is significantly an upgrade over Kyle Arrington, and that's no shot at Kyle Arrington. I thought he played okay as an undrafted guy who was thrust into a starting role when he probably had no idea that was coming. But I think Bodden is, in terms of number two corners, I think you have to say Bodden is going to put you in the top 10 in the league in number two corners. I mean, not everybody has all-pro caliber corners like the Jets. I mean, Cromartie is a former all-pro to go across from Revis. Not everybody has what they have in Philadelphia with Asamoah and Samuel and Rogers Cromartie. I got to think the Patriots are top five maybe in terms of two corners, two legit corners.
Potentially, they could be very, very good in the coverage department this year if things go well. Guys,
which will help the pass rush.
And I think Bodden has played. I agree with you, Andy. I think Bodden has been light years ahead, and that's no slam on Kyle Arrington.
Love him.
I think light years ahead of what you got last year. We have a famous emailer chiming in. Matt is in Peabody, and I know Matt because he participated in the Little League World Series a couple of years ago.
And so old is he?
He hit a huge home run. He's probably about 15 or so. He's one of our younger listeners.
He's not Dominican, is he? Because he could be 27.
No, he's watching the game tonight from Cape Cod, but he's from Peabody, Mass. And his question is, he didn't actually write all that stuff about the Little League World Series. I know him.
You ad-libbed.
Okay. I didn't want anybody to think he was like a self-promoter, like signing his emails. Matt, I played in the Little League World Series 3 years ago.
It's not Ian Rappaport.
Exactly. He wants to know, he does have a question. And I'll give it to you, Andy. Can Stephen Ridley be an impact player as a rookie?
Yes, he can. I think he really can. I don't know if he will, because I think if everything goes to plan, your hope is that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has another 1,000-yard season where he doesn't fumble and he maximizes his opportunities. And Danny Woodhead is the same impact guy in the running and passing game that he was a year ago. But if something slips up there, something doesn't live up to last season's short-term resume. I think Stephen Ridley has been very good in training camp. I think he's shown okay hands. I don't think he's a great pass catcher, but I think he's shown some wiggle, more wiggle than he was given credit for. Pretty good speed. He's got good size. I'm intrigued.
I am intrigued as well. I think, not unlike most rookies, I think there have been some really good things and some other things that I said, ooh, he probably doesn't want to do that again. We saw one on the goal line that you and I talked about, where he kind of bounced out of a tackle, shot it wide, was able to just get inside the pylon. The next time he tried that, didn't work so well. Took an earful from Bill O'Brien after the first one that was successful. Yeah, things that you learn. I have been pleasantly surprised by the elusiveness. He's not just a plow horse fullback. And as we wrote about in the post-draft issue, that's not what he is. He's not a fullback. He's a running back. He can do things in space. I think he's got more wiggle than Ben Jarvis Green Ellis does, and I think he can be more of a big play option. I think, Matt, he will have an impact this year. I'm not saying he's going to run for 1,200 yards or anything, but I think he will be part of that committee.
No, but he can be. Every once in a while, this team has these guys that pop up for two games. You know, Mike Cloud or somebody who is a 2-3 game guy. And if these guys get banged up, I think Ridley is capable of that. Oh, wow. Ridley had 12 carries for 80 yards today and a touchdown. That's good impact from him. I would like to hit up the Twitter for one quick second.
Real quick before we sign off.
Magnitude 10, with an underscore in between the two words if you're looking to follow him on Twitter, says, I'd listen to English football post-game radio stuff with my dad as a kid. He's not around now, and this is making me nostalgic.
Oh.
So we're bringing up a little nostalgia for Magnitude 10.
That's nice. Thanks for listening. And thanks to everybody for listening to our first ever Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com radio, on the Facebook page, on the Twitter, and all the different social media elements that we tried to bring in. It was our first try. We're going to get better. I know the app had some problems, and I know that based on the way you guys stuck with it that we got those straightened out. But I want you to invite you back each and every week right here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart and Paul Perillo will be here to be your lone voice heading into each and every Patriots football game. We enjoyed it. We're looking forward to a great 2011 season.
Go Taylor Price.
Patriots Facebook page. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.